知行路语。Listen and share.
There once was an evil priest who did not fear God or man. His duties for the church included counting the offerings and ringing the bells to summon people to mass. But his heart was filled with greed, and he began to take advantage of the good people of his parish. The priest stole money out of the offerings to keep for himself.And when he had filled a chest full of gold, he killed a man and buried him with a chest. So the murdered man's ghost guarded. Anyone who tried to dig for the treasure would be devoured by the skeleton of the murdered man. The evil priest planned to return to Spain with his ill-gotten treasure. But he fell ill with a fever a week before his ship was scheduled to leave.On his deathbed, the priest repented for his crime. He swore to his confessor that his soul would not rest until he returned the gold to God. The priest died before he could reveal the place where the treasure was buried. As he gasped out his last breath, he said, "Follow the bells, they will lead you to the treasure."The padre who attended the dying priest did not heed his words, but the sweeper who was working in the hallway at the time of the evil priest's death was struck by the notion of buried treasure. He was very poor and wanted a better life for himself and his family, so the sweeper determined to take the treasure for himself. Each night for a week,He took a shovel and dug in the monastery gardens, searching for the priest's treasure. He found nothing.
从前有个邪恶的神父，不敬畏上帝，也不害怕任何人。他在教会的职责包括有统计人们捐赠钱财的数目。和民众召集人们前来做弥撒，他的内心充满了贪婪，后来利用教区内人们的善良，把他们的捐赠占为己有，积攒了满满一箱黄金以后，他残忍地杀了一个人，并把尸体与箱子一起埋了。死人的鬼魂守卫着这些金子，任何想要挖出宝藏的人都必须过他这一关。神父打算带着这些罪恶的财宝回西班牙去，但是开船前的一个星期，他发了高烧，一病不起。病榻上，神父终于悔悟了，他向听他忏悔的神父发誓说，他的灵魂将永远得不到安息，直到把那些黄金归还给上帝为止。还没有来得及说出埋着黄金的地方，神父就去世了，用尽最后一点气息，他只说了一句话，跟着钟声，你会找到黄金。教士们并没有留意他的话，但是正在走廊打扫卫生的清洁工被地下宝藏的事情触动了，他一贫如洗，因此打算去找到黄金，让自己和家人过得好一点。于是接下来的一周里，他每天晚上都拿着铁铲去修道院的花园里面挖来挖去，但是什么也没有找到。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
There once was an evil priest who did not fear God or man.
从前有个邪恶的神父，不敬畏上帝， 也不害怕任何人。His duties for the church included counting the offerings and ringing the bells to summon people to mass.
他在教会的职责包括有统计人们捐赠钱财的数目和民众召集人们前来做弥撒。
But his heart was filled with greed, and he began to take advantage of the good people of his parish. The priest stole money out of the offerings to keep for himself.
他的内心充满了贪婪，后来利用教区内人们的善良，把他们的捐赠占为己有。
And when he had filled a chest full of gold, he killed a man and buried him with a chest.
积攒了满满一箱黄金以后，他残忍地杀了一个人，并把尸体与箱子一起埋了。
So the murdered man's clothes were guarded. Anyone who tried to dig for the treasure would be devoured by the skeleton of the murdered man.
死人的鬼魂守卫着这些金子，任何想要挖出宝藏的人都必须过他这一关。
The evil priest planned to return to Spain with his ill-gotten treasure, but he fell ill with a fever a week before his ship was scheduled to leave.
神父打算带着这些罪恶的财宝回西班牙去，但是开船前的一个星期他发了高烧，一病不起。
On his deathbedThe priest repented for his crime.
病榻上，神父终于悔悟了。
He swore to his confessor that his soul would not rest until he returned the gold to God.
他向听他忏悔的神父发誓说，他的灵魂将永远得不到安息，直到把那些黄金归还给上帝为止。
The priest died before he could reveal the place.Where the treasure was buried.
还没有来得及说出埋着黄金的地方，神父就去世了。
As he gasped out his last breath, he said, Follow the bells, they will lead you to the treasure.
用尽最后一点气息，他只说了一句话，跟着钟声，你会找到黄金。
The padre who attended the dying priest,did not heed his words. But the sweeper who was working in the hallway at the time of the evil priest's death was struck by the notion of buried treasure.
教士们并没有留意他的话，但是正在走廊打扫卫生的清洁工被地下宝藏的事情触动了。
He was very poor and wanted a better life for himself and his family.So the sweeper determined to take the treasure for himself.
他一贫如洗，因此打算去找到黄金，让自己和家人过得好一点。
Each night for a week, he took a shovel and dug in the monastery gardens, searching for the priest's treasure. He found nothing.
于是接下来的一周里，他每天晚上都拿着铁铲去修道院的花园里面挖来挖去，但是什么也没有找到。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Take advantage of 利用，与 use 不同，这个短语的意思是利用某人或者某物某方面的特点去做某件事情。例如
He took advantage of the good weatherTo go for a walk.
他趁着天气好出去散步。
Use 表示的只是单纯的使用。
文中出现了很多与宗教有关的词语，这里总结一下
Priest 牧师神父
Church 教堂
Parish 教区
Padre 神父
Monastery 修道院
Fall ill with a fever,
发烧。
A fever 可以用别的词来代替，来表示得了其他的病，比如
fall ill with headache,
头疼。另外，我们还可以用 get a fever, 但是要注意，一般不用 feel, 不说成 feel headache, 但是
feel 可以和 pain 连用，比如 feel some pain， 感到有些痛。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，
谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。